So we had these 10 girls, and they were kind of hand-picked kids by their English teacher and some of the prison administrators who knew that these particular kids could possibly benefit from this program. And they weren't in maximum, actually some of them were in maximum security. So we went out there for 5 weeks. Once they had been in the program for a week, they had to stay. They couldn't leave after a week, so they had to make that kind of commitment. Which in of itself was a challenge, because some of them were really nasty in terms of their not wanting to be there, and they had to be there. On one hand, we took some symphony musicians from the Seattle Philharmonic out there for four sessions as part of the project, because the performing venue is going to be the Seattle Philharmonic Orchestra, chamber ensemble built of the principal players. And it was an education all the way around. One of the ideas was to introduce the idea that, concert music wasn't necessarily otherness, and just working with that whole idea of otherness and, you know, I'm a white person, you're a black person, I'm an adult, you're a kid, I'm, you know, doing okay, you're really a mess, you know, this whole idea of we're all in this together. And so that was really a challenge. The girls did different projects each week. One thing we did was graphic notation scores, where I'd have them work on each of them on a large piece of paper and make a piece with pictures and pictographs and symbols that symbolized, well, there had to be something for each person to play, for all the symphony musicians and for as many of the girls in the group as they wanted. So it was actually a score. And then they had to work with the musicians, put the score up in front of them on a big, you know, kind of music stand kind of thing, and these four musicians would sit there and go, what do you mean by that? You know, what's that thing over there? Well, that's my heart, or that's Tia screaming, or, you know, this kind of thing. So this whole element of communication, they each became the composer-conductor to communicate about their piece to symphony musicians who were sitting there, you know, just, who were terrific. They really got into it. They totally warmed into it. And then, so that was one project. Judith did, you came out there about four times or something?
Or more.
Maybe five years, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, not as much as Janice
did. At least once
did.
A week, I think, you came out.
Yeah. And I had them write poems that were self-identity poems and self-discovery poems and where I'm from and kind of poems. And then they also wrote some raps, and they also, we just did a lot of language games and language kinds of play.
The form of the piece is that there's a tape of the girls, that intersperses with seven songs for Jay Clayton, who's a jazz singer in town, wonderful artist. Tomasa Eckert, who's a wonderful concert soprano, so the two of them together, and a chamber ensemble of 10 instruments, and this tape that goes in and out of this.
Every child, a mother. Every mother, a child. A hope begins to unfold. A voice sings in the inner ear, a song of gratitude, song of forgiveness. Deep down, there is another truth. I open my hand and birds fly out, fan against the hyacinth sky. My mouth opens and the small bird caught in my throat is released. My empty hand reaches back to my mother, my other, forward to my daughter. Birdsong, like a canopy over us, envelops us in grace. So much has been destroyed. I cast my heart with those who love. My flame grows strong and reignites my mother's life. A womb of stars embraces us. We stand in shimmering light, cradled in star song, gathered together in wholeness. We gather in gratitude. We gather in reverence. We gather in wonder. Our histories can't contain us. We know the story of the soul. Through corridors of light, endlessly singing.
A child.